update on Sterling Shepard?
He was sore today. He was a little stiff when he got up, but we sent him for an MRI.
What happened to Tavares King?
Ankle. Pulled his ankle covering
the
pump.
Do you have the results?
The MRI.
Just to make sure we're looking at it and doing our due diligence.
Do you have the results yet?
No. No, it looks like a rolled basketball ankle right now.
What was Keenan Robinson today?
Keenan Robinson was in the concussion protocol.
When did that happen?
Yesterday in practice.
A couple more dust-ups out there today. What did you think of that?
I liked the intensity early in practice. I thought we were physical on both sides of the ball. And, you know, the half-line drill, then we turned it into the old 9-on-7 drill inside run. And it was very physical with the gap schemes, and that's a part of it. But we need that physicality. We're going to turn into a heavy-handed physical football team. We just have to do a better job handling the extracurriculars after the whistle.
Did you have to cut that drill short?
No.
It just happened to end?
No, it just ended. Yes.
How do you balance that? I mean, you want to be fast, but at the same time, you don't want to do something where...
Yeah, we have to commit ourselves to discipline and poise. It takes time to get there. It's the third day in a row in pads. It usually happens around this time. But we need to commit ourselves to discipline and poise. If we can't handle it, then I'll interject and we'll do some other things, then go back and finish the drill.
Coach, how important are the 9-on-7 drills where you get both lines involved?
I think it's important to fit the pads in. I don't think it's the only way to practice the run game, but I think it's a mindset. It's a way to train yourself physically. I think there are times when you can do it with a full team in there, but I think it's important for the mindset of both sides of the line.
Does BJ get stepped
on? BJ got stepped on. No.
Are you okay with the way he hits people?
Who?
BJ hits your offense.
Yeah, BJ's it's a thud tempo, and BJ is good at thudding. Yes.
So he's within the...
Yes.
Bracket.
The backs need to fill. The linebackers need to fill. There needs to be contact there.
Can you be too heavy-handed in a practice like this?
We're going to be a physical, heavy-handed football team.
What's the difference
between
physical and heavy-handed?
Next question.
Coach, now that you've had a chance to see Gino in your system for a couple of practices, what are your thoughts?
I think Gino's progressing. He has some good plays and some other ones. He has to clean up some fundamentals. There's a lot to the offense, so we throw in a lot schematically. There's a lot for him to digest that's new for him. The footwork for the quarterback is a challenge, and he hasn't had many reps. In the red zone and in the green zone, we put that in here coming up shortly, starting tonight. And that's some more on him mentally, and but he's definitely sharp enough to handle it. He's played a lot of football. He gets football easily. He just needs to get those reps.
In the spring, we talked about waiting until the pads went on before we gave any opinions on the offensive line. Now that the pads have been on, through a few practices, are you starting to see
Yeah, I think the offensive line had a couple good runs the last 2 days. I thought it was physical. I thought the defense was physical today. I thought the offense was a little more physical yesterday, but the defense responded today and definitely set the tone. So that's encouraging to see. I think we have some players on that second offensive line group that have a chance to push people for jobs, which I like.
Ben, what do you see as a result of this game? Is it concerning that a couple of running backs are out in this position? You have Paul Scott in the one, but would you like to see these guys get on the field?
Yes, this is an important time of year for running backs. And right now, we're not as healthy as we need to be. But we're going to give all the reps we can to these young guys. We'll give them a chance to win a job. If they take the job, then so be it.
Ben, there were a few times in some of these all little scuffles and everything like that where guys maybe were getting pushed, it escalated. Mm-hmm. How dangerous is that? And, how much do you need to step in when that
happens? Yeah, we got the extracurricular stuff after the whistle is something that irritates the vets. And those are the things that we need to put an end to. You can be physical. And you can be heavy hands, you can fit your pads in, you can finish. But when that whistle blows, that extra stuff after the whistle is unnecessary.
So you need to, you said irritate the vets.
Yeah, that's one of the escalators.
Yeah.
Brett Jones was with the first team a lot. Was that just giving Weston a break today?
Yeah, it was part of the plan for Weston.
What do you see when Brett's in there? Does he step in and kind of those.
Yeah, Brett's a smart, conscientious guy. He's a tremendous communicator. Again, when you have a new center that goes in there with the first group, there can be some differences in the way that they communicate in their body language and the silent count. And today was a road game for the offense today, which makes third down a challenge. But Brett's a guy that he built low to the ground. He's physical. He's a strong player. He's a finisher, and we have confidence in Brett. I see two guys that are learning the game that move like football players, and it doesn't look too big for them.
Has their work in the summer, in the off season, the spring, translated on the field?
I think that the work in the off season allowed them to learn, and that's what the off season is for. Now we have a chance to see if they can put their pads, play with some leverage, and put their pads on something.
Take one more.
Is JT Thomas getting any closer to being on the field?
They'll let me know when he's ready.
How about Devin Taylor? He seems like he looked like
We're going to start working him back in tomorrow.
Great.
Same.